not towards a strategy of annihilation,
but towards a strategy of peace.
How many of you guys think when a lawmaker and a man I respect like Ted Cruz uses the Bible to justify aid to Israel, doesn't even know the verse, do you guys think that's like not the best way to approach this? Raise your hand. Okay.
I think Ted Cruz used Genesis 12:3. I think a lot of people see that as off-putting when you look at the New Testament.
Why?
Because I think a lot of people, they look especially at the writings of Paul where he talks about how the new flesh is not the same as the people in the old covenant. The new flesh is everybody, is everyone's included.
You're talking about Romans 9.
Yes, 9-6, yeah.
Are you Catholic?
Converted to Catholic from Judaism.
I can tell.
This is my next
line. Oh, from Judaism?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Oh, so you're Jew. You're ethnically Jewish.
Ethnically Jewish, yes.
And you have concerns about AIPAC.
Yes, I do.
I'm told that by some people that if I criticize AIPAC, I'm anti-Semitic.
I think it's ridiculous, yeah. I feel like it's great to have a concern for your country.
Do you think that that AIPAC represents... Again, I'm not saying I believe this, but I think this is what you're saying, that it represents a kind of cutting in line of prioritization away from the American people.
Yes.
Would you guys say that's a fair summary?
100%.
Meaning that, like, okay, we vote, we're citizens, but a separate group gets higher priority because of whatever reasons.
So, you know, it's funny. I used to say that, hey, if you as a gay person would go to Gaza, they'd throw you off of tall buildings, right? Now they don't have any tall buildings left, so I don't.
When you mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Is that too soon? I'm too sorry. Maybe you shouldn't kill Jews, stupid Muslims.
You know, from a Jewish point of view, where we don't believe in the divinity of Christ, I think that there you can make an argument that the Gospels, which were written...
He was just a prophet.
No. We don't even believe he was a prophet.
What do you think he was? What do you guys
What do I think he was historically? I think he was a Jew who tried to lead a revolt against the Romans and got killed for his trouble, just like a lot of other Jews at that time who were crucified for trying to lead revolts against the Roman and got killed for their trouble.
So he became legend and story, and it became a bigger and bigger deal as time
went on. Yeah, he had a group of followers, and then that gradually... grew, and then
do you think he was resurrected?
No, that's not a Jewish belief.
Okay, I just want to check.
Yeah, no, we're not into we're not into miracle stories. No, that's not.
You don't have any miracles?
No, not by Jesus. Right? No? They're ones but in the Old God Testament. Ones? Like, I can't join a church. I assume I don't believe the things that people in the church believe.
You probably could if you donate. You got to give the right amount of money.
Well, I don't believe in the Jesus, so there's
the Jesus.
Part. Yeah, that's not my thing. Right? I mean, so that's.
I gotta be careful the way I say this. Two, they're gonna try to ethnically cleanse Gaza.
Yep.
I mean, that's, and I don't use that term lightly, okay?
Before Charlie Kirk was killed, he said Charlie Kirk fears that Israel will kill him if he continues ahead, providing space for Israel critics.
Charlie kind of starting to question the amount of influence that Israel has in U.S., not only domestic politics, but foreign politics as well.
I just don't think we should go to war with Iran. Is a nuclear weapon Iran a threat to America? Probably, could be. A threat to Israel, but is it a threat to America? I mean, India has nuclear weapons. Pakistan has nuclear weapons.
But he's one of the only people to go to the Oval Office and say, sir, I totally understand, but a war with Iran could really hurt our country. He took massive, massive abuse from his own donors. And they expressed it to him in a very intense way. I know because he showed me.
He's talking about October 7th possibly being an inside job.
I still have the same gut instinct that I did initially. I find this very hard to believe. I've been to that Gaza border.
He starts to question whether Jeffrey Epstein was an Israeli Mossad agent.
Epstein, with his little friend Ghislaine and Ghislaine's father, Robert Maxwell, who is obviously a spy of the Israeli intelligence agencies, the evidence that shows that Epstein was a creation of either Mossad, Israeli intelligence.
And it all blew out into the open at TPUSA's July Youth Summit. Yeah. Might have been Tallahassee.
Yeah, Tucker gave the speech.
Right.
Tucker Carlson! Jeffrey Epstein was working on behalf of intel services. It's extremely obvious to anyone who watches that this guy had direct connections to a foreign government. Now, no one's allowed to say that that foreign government is Israel because we have been somehow cowed.
But it wasn't just Tucker. Megyn Kelly had started questioning Israel and
Mossad, given his connection to Ghislaine Maxwell.
Comic Dave Smith, who, like myself, is a Jewish anti-Zionist.
But there's no reason why we even have to be enemies with Iran. This is Israel's problem. We don't need to be involved in this. Sorry, we got our own issues here.
The crowd was cheering in this cathartic way. Then Tucker comes out, says, you should have your citizenship yanked if you fight for a foreign army.
How can somebody pledge allegiance to two countries at the same time?
Obviously, that's absurd. And I know you're speaking about Israel. I think anybody, by the way, who serves in a foreign military should lose his citizenship immediately. There are a lot of Americans who've served in the IDF. They should lose their citizenship.
After that, he started getting publicly attacked. Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin, the two biggest Zionist enforcers in the media. Laura Loomer, we all know who she is. She publicly attacked Charlie Kirk and said he basically had to step down.
Honestly, the way you are treating me is so repulsive. I have text messages, Megan, calling me an anti-Semite. There's another article out in the Times of Israel today. I could read it on air. I was just reading before I got on. Charlie, what are you doing? Like, why are you, what am I doing? I'm sorry, like, let's just take a step back here. Like, I'm an American citizen.
Please enjoy this song. You will have no trouble understanding what it is about. Thank you so much for coming today. Thank you, Randy. Thank you, Gerald. Thank you, all of you. All right, I give you all my love and all the truth and love that I have in my heart I share with you today up there. Here we go. Is this going to play? Is it? There is a word.
There is a word in Arabic.
Sumud.
Sumud.
Can I tell you what it means?
It means steadfast perseverance.
Yeah.
Particularly in resistance
to
the occupation of your homeland. Sumud touches my heart. When voices join in harmony, and in that fleeting moment when meaning coalesces there, all dark dissolving clouds the alleyways no more. And fresh bread scent of home pervades the air. No sandal soles in dust of broken homes peep bloody from the garment hem. And all the big parades and shock and awe and swagger on the carrier deck, and medals jangle helpless in the face of what is fair. Give me an oh yeah. Divide. Come men and women, unafraid, to dash in loss their bracelets at the wall. When voices join in harmony and we turn the final page, when man evolves beyond the crash and reason comes of age, and dogma and witchcraft and cant and propaganda and Palantir, Lockheed, Grumman and Chevron and Exxon and Pfizer and the oligarchs and miser say, we're sorry that we done it, mummy. We only done it for the fucking money. Oh yeah. Sleight of hand trumpers. We will find 10,000 new voices in every crowd. And when all those new voices join us in harmony, standing shoulder to shoulder, from the river to the sea, people from every nation will hear that joyful sound. Ordinary people just standing their ground, and together these ordinary people, together, they will turn this ship around.
I gotta be careful the way I say this. Two, they're gonna try to ethnically cleanse Gaza.
Yep.
I mean, that's, and I don't use that term lightly.